this week on Video Death Loop. Plus, bliss. Hey everybody, welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. Nailed it, fucking nailed that opening. Got it. Even after 2 weeks off.
Yeah,
got just, it.
You really went in there. It's like, I don't know how I feel about like you immediately going into the fucking nailed it part. Like
fucking
immediately
nailed it.
Like,
I didn't even finish. I didn't finish. I rated myself as 10 out of 10. Great. Good stuff. And then I was only halfway through. Hi, I'm your host for this week, Aaron Littleton. With me is your co-host, John Hurst.
Hello there. Hello. We're back. We got a couple up, got a couple weeks away, but we're back. We're ready to death loop this video, whatever it may be, whatever it may happen here.
It's a doozy.
Ooh.
It's a doozy. It's a little, okay. It's a little preview for you, John. A little preview so you can defend your cockles. What do you do to your cockles to protect them? Forget protect your squeeze your cockle. You squeeze those cockles.
Tighten your cockle.
Your cockles are tightened.
I feel like this is something that if I needed to bring it up on a spur of a moment, I would immediately remember. But now that you just bring up the word cockles, I am just left undefended.
There's definitely a little pithy saying about cockles. I feel confident. Yeah. I don't know what they are. I don't know what a cockle is.
They're cockling.
In my heart, feels like a testicle, doesn't it?
I mean,
but
it's
that's
it's
what you were thinking,
there.
Right? Like that's what you were thinking.
Yeah.
It's that or like your Adam's apple. There's no in between.
Yeah, cockle doodle doo.
Exactly. Whatever you got to do, get ready for that video. But before we get to that, John, I have another addition to. Aaron thought briefly about science, and now questions everything I once believed on a subject.
Why do you bring these to me? I'm not going to help this. I'm going to only encourage it, whatever it may be.
Well, you're the one that will listen to me, you know, mostly because you sort of have to because I'm the host.
Yeah, I'm the co-host, so yeah.
But okay. Also, I mean, you're a smart guy. I mean, there are some subjects we've realized that neither of us know a lot about, but at least we're willing to talk about it. And I think that's what's important.
Yeah.
I think it's important to be idiots publicly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what science TV is all about. You show a thing and bring it out. It's like science-tainment, I guess.
Yeah. It's just what Socrates would say. He wants you to be an idiot publicly. Don't act like you know what you're talking about. Just be an idiot and figure it out.
Yeah, just do things, stupid.
Okay, I want to talk about our friends on the ground, plants.
I like plants.
You know these sometimes. Guys? You know these guys? These plants?
Yeah, yeah, they're everywhere. They cover up. They're on the ground. They do photosynthesis. They have flowers.
Oh, they do what now? Photosynthesis?
Photosynthesis.
That's right, because what color are plants?
Green.
Green. And they're green because...
Well, they absorb the light and like the photo.
Yes, yeah. Exactly, because chlorophyll. My understanding is that plants are green because chlorophyll is green.
Yeah, that's what I was taught to believe in public education.
Okay. We're still walking down this logical
chlorophyll cells
path that leads somewhere kind of interesting, I think. Okay, so chlorophyll is green because it absorbs all light but green light, right? It reflects green light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll take that.
We're still there, you know. That's why things are the color they are, is because if a thing looks like a color, it's because the white light that's made up of all the colors has hit it, and it's absorbed all the other colors, and it's reflecting back just that one wavelength of color.
Would it really be like all the colors? It would be like up to a certain color in the spectrum, like genuine question on that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's like that. It absorbs anything that is a color. That means it's reflecting that color back at you, right? White light has all the colors in it. And so any color that you see reflected off an object, it's absorbed all of the other colors. That's why a thing that is black gets hotter quicker in sunlight than a thing that is white. It's right. Because absorbing. A thing that is black has absorbed all the color. Okay. It just absorbs all the color. All right. A thing that is white reflects all the color.
All right, so what is... This seems all pretty boilerplate. Like,
it
this
is.
Makes
okay.
Sense.
Okay, but now comes the big question. Are plants dumbasses? Because I'm going to guess that there's nothing really wrong with that green light. I think the plants could fucking utilize the green light. Okay? I think it's just a hiccup of evolution that they aren't absorbing that green light as well to do all of this vaunted photosynthesis that we're all about. That's one of the top three things John mentions when he mentions plants.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't they just going ahead and just sucking up that last little bit of light? Why are we losing that light? Why aren't we evolving? Why aren't all plants evolving to be black plants? Why aren't they absorbing all the light to do more photosynthesis to grow even bigger?
Wouldn't that make
faster and better?
Wouldn't that be kind of like it would be absorbing all the light at that point? And maybe
all
it'd be
the
too
light.
Much.
That's what it wants. Okay, it's absorbing everything but green.
Yeah.
So clearly, plants have a real capability of dealing with. I mean, however you want to break this, you know, this down. If it's RGB. You know, they're dealing A-OK with 66.66 repeating percent of the light. I'm pretty sure they could get to 100. I think they just evolved to green and were like, this is evolved to being a green color, absorbing everything but green. And we're like, this is fine.
Yeah.
This is OK. We don't need to do any better. It's just leaving a hole open for some industrious plant to go ahead and evolve and be like the awesome black plant. That gets all the light and photosynthesizes even more. Photosynthesizes one third better than a green plant.
Like you're talking about, like the upgrade, the plant upgrade, like a plant 2.0.
Yeah. Clearly, I mean, I think that makes it, the thing I don't know is if I'm 100% right that there might be something just fucked about green light that plants are like, we cannot use this for photosynthesis.
I'm just imagining
we can't do it.
I'm just imagining the situation where like I guess it has a defense mechanism. Like sometimes like some plants want you to break them apart, like, you know, spread the seeds around and like, you know, like I bust
fruit.
One open.
I'm
like,
not, I'm not like, talking about fruit. Okay.
Right.
I'm talking about the part of the plant that is green, that's doing the photosynthesizing, that needs to make the best use of the light that it gets. It's got to get that light energy and whatever the fuck it does to turn water and sunlight into sugar.
Yeah. So you want hot plants. You just want the sun baking down on those plants and they absorb all the light and you can't touch those plants. They're too hot.
I want efficient plants. I want efficient plants. That's what I want. If a plant was white, it would die because it wouldn't absorb any. You ever seen a white plant? No. Makes sense. Hmm. That's
true.
Shitty. That's 0% light absorption.
Maybe it's just like the right temperature. Maybe like it's like, we need that enough. I don't want to like lay down on like a patch of grass and it's like absorbed all the light. It's this black grass, which one that makes me think like danger anyway, like a swamp and Dragon Warrior or something like that. But also two, like trying to lay down on it. Ooh, hot plate, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it would be good for humans. I'm saying it would be good for plants.
Yeah.
Now, okay. Now, let's take what I'm saying. Okay. Let's say maybe, though. Maybe plants are trying to evolve into black plant. Maybe black plant is future of plants. Because then we know they're photosynthesizing at 100% light absorption capabilities. All right, how long's human history been going on? I'm not talking about how long humans are around. How long have we been recording The Color of Plants? Like maximum 30,000 years. Maximum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe there's a cave painting out there that they colored with a plant that was green, and they're like, these guys are green. Okay, maybe. I don't know that for a fact, but it's no later than that. It's absolutely no later or no earlier than 30,000 years. Got okay. No record of what color plant. What if plants, let's dial this back though. What if plants are evolving to be better at photosynthesis? And old plants, like before human history, were like brown. They were absorbing light at like a third, like 33 and a third repeating percent capacity. Like they were ejecting green and like red. And they just looked like this. Every plant looked like garbage, like just pure shit.
Hmm.
Like worst looking plants. And also they're chugging along. Wish I could absorb more light. Maybe I should evolve a different color chlorophyll.
Right. I mean, like, when you put it like that, I mean, like, it's only natural that, like, everything else, it would naturally evolve into, like, in crossbreed and different
a more
different
efficient, a more efficient version of itself, right? Yeah.
Maybe we are heading to towards a black-colored plant.
A black plant. We just happen to be living in the very thin slice of time that plants are green, and they're going to be black plant eventually. And old-timey mm-hmm. plants were brown. Or worse, like a worse color than brown somehow. Like, I mean, a puke brown.
Oh God. This is like, I imagine I want them to be like, kind of like a blue or something. Can we do that? Is that too
well,
much?
Well, no, because we, no, I'll say no. Or can we, I'm trying to think of how like light mixing work. So if a thing was ejecting, it's RGB. No, we couldn't get blue. Right. Okay. It'd have to be red, green, or blue, I think. Mm. I think. If plants work like televisions.
This is where I feel like, what if, like, if we can crossbreed a plant into becoming any color at that point, we can just make plant RGB happen. And that means we can appeal plants to gamers.
Yeah. If these plants.
The Corsair plant.
They're powered by USB-C. Gamers love USB-C.
I mean,
they love that standard.
What better way to get heat to a plant than through the power of modern computing? Just hook them up to USB,
right.
Heat
mean,
them up, let them fill
cyborg
up.
Cyborg plants.
Yeah.
You're right. Why limit ourselves to black chlorophyll? Let's just accelerate this. But then they'll never evolve to have black chlorophyll. If we slap a USB cable into these plants, they're never going to turn black.
Like it needs to be like some sort of like biodegradable USB cable or something like that.
That's fair. I feel like most Apple cables I have ever bought have been biodegradable because they just fucking stop working after 2 years.
Yeah, they just they break apart pretty quickly on that.
So that's plants, John. Think about dinosaurs. They just ate shitty brown plants.
I mean,
like that's kind of the time when you might have seen brown plant, like plant ejecting like red and green light.
Maybe that's why the dinosaurs went truly extinct. Like maybe they saw the meteor. It's like, thank God I don't have to eat these shitty plants anymore.
I have to look at these really dull colored plants.
Yeah, I need
why
more.
Couldn't they be more efficient at light absorption?
Yeah, like this meteor up here. Oh, come oh, a little
thankful.
Bigger.
Oof. Thankfully, we could shuffle off this mortal coil of brown ass plants.
It's like
John,
rain.
I have a video. It's a thing we're gonna watch. Cool. I think we'll be able to get through this.
Ooh.
I have a feeling it's going to affect us both deeply. As the host, I've picked it out. John is not the host. He doesn't know what it is.
True.
And we're going to watch it on loop until we just can't take it anymore. And we're going to get started in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, what do you have here for me? Oh, it's a startup.
It's a startup. it is a startup of Windows XP.
Oh, and it's going in. Welcome. It's bringing you an all.
There's the Windows XP's sound and the background. And now we're back. And now Windows XP is booting again.
That was a quick load for...
That's a fast. This is like Windows XP installed like on an NVMe or something.
I just realized the user can't hear it, but we're going to hear this opening sound like the do-do-do-do-do-do.
This video is 16 seconds long, and the Windows XP startup noise is, let's call it 4 of those seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and it's... Both Aaron and I have worked in IT environments, potentially during the Windows XP era. So having to hear that is bringing about like some a Pavlovian like flight or flight response going on here.
How are your cockles currently?
They are tightened. They are cockles. Worried right. cockles. Worried what, cockles.
At what light percentage absorption rate are your cockles at?
Oh, it's low at the moment. Like all the green is coming from the hills of Windows XP Valley, not from the cockles at all. It's a very brown, putrid green, maybe like olive See, green.
Bliss.jpg, which was the default background to Windows XP, which was, I think, at some point recognized to be the most viewed picture in the entirety of human history. Mm-hmm. Is if you didn't use Windows XP, it's a picture of like a hill and there's a nice
it's a real
blue.
Hill.
It's a real hill. You can go visit bliss.jpg. Where is bliss.jpg set at?
You know, I want to say it was like California somewhere. I could be
really?
Wrong, but that's what
so disappointed in that.
Like California can have nice things.
They can have nice things, but they can't have the most nice. Like this feels like it needs to be in like Switzerland. Like somewhere cool. Like I'm not saying that like California is a certain kind of cool, but it's not bliss.jpg cool.
Right. Okay.
I think if bliss.jpg, the hill from bliss.jpg, was taken in California, I think we need to dig that hill up, the entirety of that hill, all of the dirt and everything, and move it to Switzerland. Because I feel like that's where this needs to be. You know, like they do to castles. You've heard them doing that to castles, right? Like where they'll someone will, you know, some rich American will be like, I wish I had a history. I wish there was a history here. Back not so old that plants were brown, definitely green, but like a human history thing. And then they'll just go and they'll buy some small castle in Europe, and then they will bring it over here brick by brick and reassemble it exactly as it was in Europe in the United States. We need to do that to bliss.jpg.
So is that like you get like a shovel of dirt and like kind of bring it up, or do you like kind of like...
Yeah, that's exactly what you do. We're talking like Ziploc baggies, numbered Ziploc baggies of dirt, right? I'm suggesting that someone walks up to the top of the bliss.jpg hill.
Okay.
And gets... And I've immediately thought like probably boxes would be better. They'd probably be more environmentally friendly, right? But nothing that we're doing here has even the remotest concern for the environment of Earth. So we're going to lean way the fuck into it, and we're putting it in plastic Ziploc bags.
Okay.
And so you're at the top of bliss.jpg and you dig a shovel full of dirt. Like, I guess a pretty small shovel full of dirt, because we're talking about sandwich baggies.
Yeah,
that we're using.
I mean, can we at least get like the freezer, the meat baggies at least?
I'm sorry. Because we're dealing with the resolution of this bliss.jpg hill, okay? This picture, I'm pretty sure, is 800 by 600 resolution, right? But when you talk, if you're trying to reassemble it as exactly as possible and our only storage containers are plastic bags, then you want the smallest plastic bag that you can get to make sure that you have the most resolution on this hill. What is the bliss.jpg resolution in plastic baggies? Is it like 40,000 by 100,000? We know it's 4 by 3. Okay, let's take this back. We know the bliss.jpg hill is 4x3 because this is a 4x3 image because Windows XP chiefly dealt with 4x3 resolutions.
Mm-hmm. That was during time CRT. LCD and LED screens were not quite taken off yet. They were starting to come out a little bit, but not quite.
So what I'm suggesting is you walk up. You know what, John? I just remembered. There are smaller plastic baggies than sandwich baggies.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping you would not realize that because we don't need
we're sending all these plastic Ziploc bags. We're not sending them back, John. If this is in California, we are taking them to the Pacific Ocean and dumping them in.
You're dumping them. Hold on.
We're dumping all of them in. All of them that we bought.
Okay. All right. You know what that does, though? You know, like, you have a plastic baggie full of dirt. It's going to float there.
No. I'm just saying we got to the hill. We're sitting there with however many 4 million plastic sandwich baggies. Mm-hmm. And then you were like, actually, they make smaller bags, Aaron. Like, okay, fine. These are going in the ocean. Because in this scenario, I am not only an eccentric billionaire, but I'm also an eco-terrorist.
Yeah, you are. It's cost a lot of money to get to this hill, to get to this point, to move it to
I've had to buy it. Oh man, Monaco is a good choice, isn't it?
That's pretty good.
I'm feeling a Switzerland, though. There's just other mountains in the background. I feel like it would really go with a Switzerlandish mountain range behind
Aaron, we both know what's going to happen, though, when we finally get, like, let's say we get everything, like, we get all the bags in there.
Yeah.
We get everything, like, brought over, and we move it over.
You got to label them one by one.
Yeah.
Okay. You scoop off the top, one. You scoop the next one down, two, and then you just start, you know, working your way out in circles.
Yeah. Yeah. What's going to happen, though, is, like, we're going to take them all the way to Switzerland. And it's going to be like, we're just going to dump all the bags in like a pile in the middle. We're going to take a picture of that. It's going to be bliss.jpg 2.
Oh, I want to make the hill reconstitutioned.
Okay.
In my like idyllic European country of choice.
Yeah. Not by remaking the hill. Like
no,
with their
remaking
soil.
The hill. I want to remake the hill. I want to take it out of the bags. The bags are just how we're transporting the dirt.
Right, right. But what I'm saying is we are not remaking it with Switzerland soil. We are bringing
California
soil.
We are truly moving the soil from bliss.jpg hill in, you know, nickel bags, maybe. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
you have to buy a lot of weed and empty it out of the nickel bags,
and then put
the dirt into it. We'll go ahead and throw the weed in the ocean too.
Yeah, we just do this in California, and everyone just looking at us, mugging us the entire time with this weed. It's like not even going to smoke it. It's like, nah, man, we've got important work to do.
Dumping it in the ocean. Is it bad for the ocean? Not really. It's a plant. It's like a green plant.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a dark green, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck it. We're still throwing it in. Fine. We'll make sure that all of this weed is laced with fentanyl, and then we'll dump it in the ocean.
Air update on the Windows XP sound in my brain. This is starting to give me a little anxiety, actually.
Yeah, it's like, why aren't we computing?
It's like I'm in the fucking computer lab and like someone keeps turning their computer on and off and they're going like, why doesn't it work? And they're like, they're kind of hitting it on the side. And I'm just trying to finish my report before tomorrow, man.
Notably in college, John worked in a computer lab.
Yeah, definitely.
And I worked in a different computer lab.
We all worked in computer labs. Computer labs all the way up.
Yep.
During the Windows XP era too.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I think your computer lab was better than mine, I'll be honest, because I feel like you were constantly finding like USB sticks and stuff that people left behind.
Yeah, I was like, well, we were also nearer the I would definitely take printer from the nearby copier and just print whole ass game facts when no one else was around.
Yes.
And bring it back to my room. Like a lot of RPGs.
A printed game fact.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
finally I can get every character from Chrono Cross.
So we coded 2 game fact for you right now,
complete with ASCII art.
That's what really made it, and it would definitely not format well on the paper when it printed out. But it was like that's what really made it, really what tied it together.
Yep. You get a 3-hole punch, throw that into a 3-inch 3-ring binder. Man, you're living life. That's living right there.
Yeah. This scenario with the dirt though.
Yeah.
You're kind of, it's like a reverse Dracula scenario in a way. Like it's like with Dracula, like when the, like in the book, like Dracula had to be transported in a coffin with the soil of his homeland.
Right. Yeah.
To make it over. We're just transporting
Dracula.
Yeah, we're just transporting the soil in a bunch of tiny, tiny ass bags.
Yep.
Whatever else may be in there. No Draculas, no nothing in there, no vampires of what sort.
I mean, I can't promise you there are no vampires buried underneath the bliss.jpg hill.
What do you think is buried under the bliss? Is there treasure under there? Do you think it looks like that now?
In my heart of hearts, the bliss.jpg hill is completely unchangeable, right? Like, if you drive to bliss.jpg in the middle of the night, that exact sky will be there. It's like there's a hard delineation between nighttime and this, like, middle of the day, like, cool sunbeam falling on the hill and, like, a slightly cloudy sky. Like, it's just, you just walk out of midnight into 2 p.m. No matter what time you visit, it is a fixed moment in time. It feels like even attempting to move the hill is somehow picking at one of the foundations of the earth itself.
Does, like, the sky, if we recreate it, does the sky come with the hill at that point? Like, if we presumably, if we succeed and moving the hill to Switzerland.
And this, does the light in the sky come with the hill?
Is that how we know we've done it at that point?
It feels like it would. It feels like we'd be, you know, you'd have to start at the bottom, obviously. We're dumping all of our nickel bags of just, you know, an ounce or so of dirt out by weight, I presume.
Are we? What are we doing with the bags after we dump them in Switzerland?
We're throwing them in the ocean, John.
Okay.
I think we've made this perfectly clear. All plastics will be thrown in the ocean during this endeavor.
That's especially hard because I think Switzerland's all fully landlocked too.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, We're going to have to drive it to the ocean to throw it in. This isn't convenient. We're not doing this because it's the easy thing to do. We're doing it because it's the worst thing to do for the environment.
Right. This is how we're making those plants stronger, right?
Yeah. Like this is it.
We're going.
John, you've hit the nail on the head. That's what it's done. We are making the environment that the plant's in tougher. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is how they grow up. This is how they get over this little weaselly 66.6% greenness. Okay. We're going to make it to where they have to take advantage of every possible resource they can scrabble up, and they're going to have to evolve black chlorophyll. There's nothing left for them. They have to do it.
Yeah, their
list.jpg is going to be integral.
So, like, happening. Okay, so we bring it over. The best part about this is, like, we have to go, like, we're dumping them in one ocean. We're dumping the sandwich bags in one ocean.
The Pacific Ocean, yes, because that's what touches California.
Right. And then we have to presumably, I mean, probably go through across the Panama Canal or something, where we have the opportunity to dump more things into the ocean along the way. We got to get the most pollutant.
What does the Panama Canal have to do with this?
Well, you have to cross over, like, from Pacific to Atlantic, right? Or are we going the other way? Are we going through Pacific?
Oh, is your intention that we are taking this via ship to Switzerland?
Yeah, I thought, what can they're going to carry so much dirt? Like, shipping containers and stuff. Shipping back full of Ziplocs.
John, you're right if you want to make this trip the most efficient and least polluting possible.
Oh, no.
I'm renting a double-decker 747 to transmit each nickel bag of dirt. one round trip per nickel bag.
Okay.
Bag one goes over. We fly over to Switzerland. We dump it on the ground. We fly back to California, get the next one, and come back.
Okay.
It's a terrible time sink. I'm not sure we'll finish during our lifetimes. This may have to be a generational project.
Like
we may
like
not see it done.
Yeah. Like I'll pass it on to our kids and stuff. Like just
it's exactly right. It's time to we might just have to start. We could just like adopt some children and like make this like listen kid go to the orphanage. Like listen kid, who here hates the planet? Who's ready to see some black plants? We need heirs. We're eccentric billionaires.
Do we have like do we have money sign glasses on or like definitely like a fur coat and a cane?
Yeah, let's just assume that through this entire situation we've created here, we've been wearing money sign glasses.
Oh yeah.
They never
yeah.
come off.
Yeah, definitely carrying around like having a lot of bling.
Yep.
Like for like on like necklace and rings and whatnot. Kind of together.
If 1980s WWE taught me anything, is the best way to show that you are rich is to wear clothes that have dollar signs on them.
Oh yeah, 100%. That is the only way to know that people were rich and have money.
Yeah, see how else would you know?
I like that.
All
never
rich
questioned
people have dollar signs.
It feels like weird, like the $1 million man. It's not a whole lot in the spectrum of things, really.
In the 80s, $1 million was maybe a little more.
Maybe a little more
than it is now.
Pretty good. Still pretty good, regardless. But, I mean, definitely, like, it's like, how does he have all this money for wrestling?
Well, I mean, he doesn't spend his money on insane endeavors like Nickelback by Nickelback moving bliss.jpg from California to Switzerland via the most minuscule amount of dirt movement at the time on a rented double-decker 747.
Yeah. The other problem. Here's one other problem, like, with this plan so far. Like,
One other problem. Yeah, tell me the one thing that's going to keep this from happening.
I'm on board for this whole eco-terrorism thing. We're, like, you know, dumping all the plastic bags in the ocean. We're moving over. The best part about the jets, by the way, is that everyone can track which each individual bag is going from which way to another. So everyone's mad. Everyone's mad. It's great.
Oh yeah, they could definitely track us with the public flight. Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I bet we've got enough money to not file a flight plan and just do whatever the hell we want. But I kind of like the idea that we're just broadcasting it out there to the world.
Yeah, I mean, you got to, like, let them know. And, like, you get them to stay mad at it a little bit. It's like, oh, they're still fucking shipping California dirt to Switzerland. They ruined the XP screensaver and moving it over there.
They're on bag 426. The temperature of the Earth has gotten a quarter of a degree hotter just because of them.
Are we getting permission from Switzerland to do this? Like, are we buying a plot of land or are we just like dumping
it somewhere?
Yeah,
I'm buying a plot of land in Switzerland.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I'm not going to, like, I said I was an eco-terrorist. I'm still going to follow the law.
I just kind of like the idea that we just take a limb. It's like, this looks good. And we just start dumping it.
This is fine. This looks like it could use a hill.
Yeah.
I mean, how long before you notice, right? It's like, it's definitely not the first nickel bag. Like, there's some Swiss person. That is who lives in Switzerland, like, right?
Yeah.
Swiss people, not Swedish people.
Well, Sweden is Swiss.
It's where Sweden is Swiss?
Sweden is Swedes. Never mind. Yeah, Switzerland is Swiss.
Sweden is Swedes.
Yeah.
Okay. Or Swiss. Switzerland is Swiss. Fuck.
Yeah.
Another thing we don't know what to call people from different countries. Mm-hmm. All right. So you don't notice on the first one. All you know is two guys wearing money sign glasses and three-piece suits that have lots of dollar signs on them mm-hmm. walk up to a flat plain in front of a mountain range and dump a tiny amount of dirt on the ground. And then turn around, walk back to a waiting 747 and fly off. Okay, and it, and presumably the 747 is not going to be landing near the soon-to-be bliss.jpg. Like,
no, we're going to have to ruin the view.
Well, I guess what I'm saying, we'll have to park it at an airport. I don't think there's any getting around that.
Right, right.
Like, that's just what planes are made to do, is park at airports. So we got to find the nearest airport. So no one's going to see us coming on a plane. So it's not going to even be that suspicious. It's going to be two weird guys dumped a tiny bit of dirt.
But that does mean an opportunity to rent the biggest gas-guzzling car and drive it to
sure.
the location.
Oh, I mean, without saying, we are driving one of those, like, Hummer limos back and forth. Each of us has our own.
The only one that Switzerland has. They imported it for a laugh, but they're not laughing now.
Wait, no. We only rent one, and then I go first because of alphabetical order, and I go back to the airport, and then I send it back to pick you up, and then you come next.
Okay.
Because of alphabetical order again. And then that way, we're really... Well, I guess it's the same... Technically, it's the same amount of driving as if we rent two. But if you said Switzerland only has one, yeah, we're just going to have to do it like that.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's clearly not enough room for both of us in there and our vast wealth.
Yeah. I got to stretch out.
I got to really splay in there, you know, just kind of like just bring, like get in, like just kind of like, sometimes I got to take the coat off, like the coat gets a little warm sometimes and I put it in the next seat over. I need that room.
Yeah, I'm gonna get just straight up nasty in the Hummer limo if I'm being honest.
Yeah, the limo driver of Switzerland, which I'm assuming there's only one somehow.
Sure. Yeah.
He's
no
disgusted.
Rich people live in Switzerland. That's one thing we could be
only,
sure.
Only of. Their bank accounts maybe probably in there, but
Yeah, you're right. The gorgeous country just north of Italy, no one lives there of any importance, I guarantee it.
But the limo driver does, and he's disgusted.
Yeah, one limo driver for like the one kind of rich guy that needs him sometimes.
Yeah, we
sometimes.
Both. Yeah, just found him on Fiverr.
It's like, listen, I'm only employed 33 1/3% repeating chance of the time. You guys are two extra guys, so now I'm going to be 100% time.
Yeah, full-time
I've moved
employee.
Towards 100% efficiency. I am the future. I am Limo Man from Switzerland. And I'm tapping.
Oh, God. Thank God. That sound was crawling on my skin, man. Linkin Park style at that part.
Oh, that was rough. That was a tough one to watch. That,
I did confirm bliss.jpg is in California, Sonoma County, California. And
Sonoma County. Is that sort of Northern California, right?
I don't know California that well, but like, yeah, kind of Northern California, it looks like.
It's like wine country, isn't it?
Something like that. We got latitude longitude with it.
Oh, wow. Pull it up on Google Bing Maps.
Yeah.
Gotta Bing that shit. I wonder if it's reviewed. You know, sometimes like you can get a latitude and longitude and get a review.
Oh. Like Google, like a Google review of this latitude longitude.
Yeah, on Google Maps or Bing Maps or whatever your maps is. Clearly we prefer Bing Maps.
Yeah. You know what? Let's find out here.
I'd love to hear a review of the coordinates of bliss.jpg. And if there's not, that's your homework for this week, Vetals.
Go out there and review it.
Go and review the latitude and longitude. Where are you finding it? On these Wikipedia?
Yeah, I was finding it on Wikipedia on there, and I just Like, I just typed in bliss.jpg. Image. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there it is. If we need to make a record, it is 38 degrees, 15 minutes? Is that how they do degrees? Like, it's like 38 degrees, 15 minutes, 0.5 seconds north. 38, 15, 0.5 north.
Mm-hmm.
122, 24, 38.9 west. So in your north and west, that's your degrees. That's your Latin long.
Yeah, I found multiple pictures of the hill at different times, but no reviews of it.
No one's reviewed it. Okay, well, folks.
Yeah. That's opportunity.
That's your job. We can all of us here at Video Death Loop can review the hill of bliss.jpg.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Does it give us the option to review it? Oh, maybe not. Well, not seeing it on Google anyway. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, it is. Oh. It's got 44 reviews, John. What are you looking at?
Oh, I was looking at the Google search. Where are you finding reviews at?
If you Google map those coordinates, you will see a little area that's labeled like Bliss or Bliss.jpg. Actually, there's two. So there's the Windows XP Bliss Hill, and then there's one that's just called Bliss that's nearby. Okay, reviews.
Oh, I see that now.
Let's look at the 3-star review. Most of them are 5-star, which is fine.
Makes sense. Pretty good.
3-star review. It's been turned into the growing fields for a winery, I think. You could still for sure tell it's that hill, but there's not really anywhere to conveniently park there, so good luck commemorating it. Still, glad we broke by. Michael Sarah Palin. I don't think that's Michael Sarah, who has married Sarah Palin and taken her last name, but it could be. Could be. What a weird name, Michael Sarah Palin.
Yeah, I imagine that is that could also be, if it's not a real name, probably another like combination for username on there.
Well, it's spelled Sarah like Michael Sarah's last name.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Palin. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's that guy's real name. A lot of 5-star reviews.
I mean, like you got to reach it. Really, go out of your way to go see it, and like you're gonna enjoy it. There's not. I'm gonna look at the street view of this actually while we're here. Yep, that's the hill.
There's
some crops. Yeah.
There it is. Imagine we're gonna move it. We're gonna fuck that hill up, John. You and me.
Imagine being like a time life photographer in the 40s and 50s, like trying to get those like the best shots of like, you know, trying to get those awards, and you guys like, yeah, you know what, you want to see the most viewed photo, and you just show them bliss.jpg just with a time machine.
Like this is fine. This is a hill.
Yeah.
You guys like this?
We like it in the future. It's all we want. All we want is this hill.
You like this? Is this what you're into?
Yeah, that's what we're into.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, somebody else, it's just labeled Bliss. 3 stars. No comments, just 3 stars. Fine.
Okay.
Fine, it says on the other listing for it.
I respect it.
Yeah.
Don't have to deal. You know, the Bliss Hill speaks for itself, you know?
Yeah. I'm with you. Whatever your name is. Sky JB Bombays.
That's a great name.
They did visit on a weekday. We do know that. Folks, thanks for tuning in to Video Death Loop. I'm not sure what this show is about, but sure did happen, didn't it?
It's about logistics and moving large objects across seas.
Sure.
I mean, we're here to help the environment suffer a long, excruciating demise.
Yeah, and we're specifically to make plants really get off their asses and start absorbing green light. I mean,
plants are the future,
come on,
man.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah. You can come back next week. John Hurst will be your host. It's going to be a lot of fun, I bet. You can send us an email, questions@videodeathloop.com. And folks, have a great week. Bye.
Bye.